trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
Female empowerment has five essential components. One, women's sense of self-worth. Two, the right to have and to determine choices. Three, the right to have access to opportunities and resources. Four, the right to have power to control their own lives, both within and outside the home. Five, the ability to influence the direction of social change to create more than just a social and economic order, nationally and internationally. In this context, education, training, awareness raising, building self-confidence, expansion of choices, increased access to and control over resources, and actions to transform the structures and institutions that reinforce and perpetuate gender discrimination and equality are important tools for empowering women and girls to claim their rights. How are you educating your workforce this International Women's Day? International Women's Day 2024 occurs on the 8th of March with the theme Inspire Inclusion.
And we're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashin and Jamal. We thank you so much for locking it in. Thanks so much for tuning in right here at 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration, 107.9 FM, 810 AM, the light in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of the show where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. And we have a wonderful show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And did you know it's about that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen, for International Women's Day, normally celebrated on March 8th. Imagine a gender equal world, a world free of bias, stereotypes, and discrimination, a world that's diverse, equitable, and inclusive, a world where difference is valued and celebrated. Together, we can forge women's equality. Collectively, we can all hashtag inspire inclusion. Celebrate women's achievement. Raise awareness about discrimination. Take action to drive gender parity. IWD, or International Women's Day, belongs to everyone, everywhere. Inclusion means all IWD action is valid. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about that time. IWD, use the hashtag on social media and let us know you're locked in to the Youth Perspective. And we're joined by two wonderful women, and we're going to have a wonderful conversation this evening. Dr. Brittany Jones joined us, and the one and only Mrs. Tanya McFall Major joins us. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. Pretty good. Thank you.
We're excited to be here. Good evening, Bahamas.
It's so great to have you ladies back on this momentous day in the country where we get to celebrate women and, you know, just being here at ZNS and doing lots of research, particularly when we look at the women's suffrage movement, when we look about, you know, women getting the right to vote and, you know, seeing their struggles and the road that they took. This is a wonderful day for women to be able to celebrate, for young girls to be able to celebrate. We're seeing more women in the House of Assembly. We're seeing more women leading businesses. We're seeing more women at the forefront of companies. And so it's a beautiful time, and we're so excited to be able to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about the importance of International Women's Day. Why is this important? Obviously, I mentioned some of the things of why it's important, the road that women have taken over the years, the levels that they are attaining these days. But tell us your viewpoint on the importance.
So thanks for having us again, Cash. So the International Women's Day, as you mentioned, is on March 8th every year and is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women everywhere. And the day also marks an action, the call to action, to accelerate women's equality. It's important that we highlight the work of our women, not only here in the Bahamas, but around the world, because we have to have examples for our younger girls to look up to so they can understand where we were, where we are, and where we're going. It's all about progress. And it's always amazing to see the new things, the new achievements that are happening. We're about to have the first female Bahamian, Caribbean, black woman go to space.
Right.
Right? Our own Aisha Bowe. We also have, we had the first black Caribbean woman who served as the vice president of the United States of America. We know that's Miss Vice President Kamala Harris. We've seen so many things. Our own Coach Yeo, she just achieved 100 wins. How many women in the sports world can boast, rather, you know, talk about that achievement? We have so many things even to think about here in our own country. We looked at persons like the PAHO public health winner, who was Miss Dal Regis, Dr. Dal Regis, who was the first female, black female, in the Caribbean region to obtain that.
All right.
So we have so many examples to set for our women and for our men, and to continue with the momentum that we can do more in our country. We can achieve. Women can get the same pay as men can. Yes, we can. You know, right now the statistic says that women get 77 cents of a dollar, where a man is paid a dollar for a job. And things like that are concerning. If we're working hard, and women, if we're honest, oftentimes we work harder, you know, at home and in the corporate world.
Right.
But you know what? We're here to say, we're here to show our support. We're here to highlight, to show, to be a beacon of light. And this is our opportunity.
Yeah.
And to add to what Tanya said about women in work, there are some roles that women play that often don't get much attention. And I think
that
specifically
is true
of women who are in the roles of caretakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, those are unpaid positions. It's an act of love, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are women in the background as well that deserve to have the same level of appreciation and attention drawn to the work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important as the work of women who may be in the limelight and may not, you know, have the opportunities that women in the limelight may have. But nevertheless, this World Health Observation Day allows us to shine a light on all women, regardless of where they are, their
mm-hmm.
roles specifically in our society, whether it's formal, informal,
mm-hmm.
it's all important work.
Yeah.
And what we want to highlight as well is that when we observe International Women's Day, it does not mean that we are scorning, looking down, or taking for granted the work that men do. That's not what we're doing. We appreciate the work of men throughout the region and throughout the world. We're simply just highlighting the work of women. And as was mentioned earlier, being the beacon of light. There are so many things that we can do to push our women to change. Innovation, you know, this is the opportunity for our females, our younger ones, our older ones, whatever place they stand in the community, whatever role they are, to come to the forefront and make a difference. It's all about impact. Imagine being a female who is in an out island, far and far out island, who does not have access to certain healthcare services, but you're able to use your resources and bring those necessary stuff to help those within your community. We have nurses who've been doing this even through COVID-19 who are able to carry services to those islands and help those who need the help most. And this is what it's about. It's not just about the prim, the pageantry and wearing your purple. It's about making a real difference in our society.
And I think what's powerful as well is that when we talk about representation and on the U perspective, we've had numerous shows where we focus on young women and young girls in the STEM field,
mm-hmm.
STEAM fields. And so we've had, you know, organizations like FemSTEM Bahamas, and we've had a myriad of other organizations that are focused on this work,
mm-hmm.
being able to, bring to light women involved in science, technology, engineering, and math. And so those conversations have yielded great results, and we've been able to share the stories of young Bahamian women that are making their impact in those fields. And so there's a lot of incredible work that's going on, but there's still more that needs to be done.
I agree. So one of the examples that we've used is that with our public health care system, we know that women predominantly make up the healthcare system. However, we've had less than 3 females who led as ministers of health. So we have the opportunity to change that. Mm-hmm. At last year, all of the presidents of the medical councils, the various councils, were women. So now we have that opportunity to jump in place and let's get some more females in these areas. Around the world, based on January 2023, around the world, we only 26.5% of parliamentary and congresses had women. So if we only have 26.5%, that means we have too much, right? Because we have more than 70% over-representation. Mm-hmm. And this then also reflects on us because oftentimes men are making the decisions for women.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's for our health, whether that's for our education, by bringing women to the forefront and bringing women to those platforms, we're able to help to make decisions that can really help us because we understand you can't tell me what to do, you know? You shouldn't be able to tell me.
You shouldn't be able to, right?
What I'm going through in my body, I can tell you because I'm living it firsthand. And not only living it for myself, I'm experiencing it with other women are experiencing. Right. So that's why it's important that we have that representation, that we included as the theme for this year says, inspired inclusion. Mm-hmm. This is the opportunity for us to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that your show is geared toward younger persons as well. And so it's also an opportunity to loop in young girls into mm-hmm. the discussion
sure.
to explore opportunities that might be available in STEM. Mm-hmm. Typically, we might traditionally think of some professions as being a male profession versus mm-hmm. a female profession.
Right.
But the capacity of a woman's mind or a young woman's mind doesn't limit her to a specific profession or field. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are other physical sort of things that should be considered as well. Mm-hmm. But in general, the opportunities are there for women and girls to make an impact in the fields that they are drawn to.
Yeah. And I think the idea is that you can do it. You know, I think mm-hmm. if it's in the political sphere, it's in the health sphere, it's in the, you know, the science sphere, whatever sphere that you want to dive into, mm-hmm. you have the opportunity to be able to go after it. And mm-hmm. so just putting that in front of young women and young girls and saying, you know what, you can go after it. You could go after your dreams. Just the same way we do it for young boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We have female pilots. Right. We have female engineers. Mm-hmm. I mean, and these are Bahamian local examples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so more and more, it's encouraging to see women breaking traditional barriers and going to the places that they previously have not occupied. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yes. And so I'm excited to see what lies ahead. I saw this quote that says, "The future is female." And I love that quote. Because let me put it out there. I'm not a feminist because I know someone's, I've been asked before, are you a feminist, honey? No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm just a supporter of progress for all. And, of course, mm-hmm. it's going to, once it happens, it replicates within our society. And we have to be supportive of each other. We have to be tolerant. But even as females, as we are working forward for ourselves, we have to ensure that we take care of ourselves because, again, the younger generations are looking up to us. So whether you are a child, whether you're an adolescent, teen, or you're a mother who is more seasoned at heart or young at heart, there are various areas that we have to look at and talk about empowering. We can empower the world, but we have to ensure that we're not serving from an empty cup. So we want to ensure that we take care of our physical well-being, our mental, our social helping. And Dr. Jones is going to talk a little bit more about how we can take care of our mental health. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy that nowadays the discussions around mental health are becoming normalized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to say I'm not okay and to find safe spaces to have those conversations around I'm having changes in sleep patterns or feeling a little bit more anxious or feeling symptoms of depression. And so these are some of the warning signs that your body is trying to say something's off. Mm-hmm. You're not 100% well. And so some things that you should look out for are, as I said, changes in sleep patterns, changes in dietary patterns. Maybe you're eating a little bit more or a little bit less, having withdrawal symptoms, not wanting to socialize with family and friends and engaging in the things that you usually would have enjoyed. Mm-hmm. All of these indicate that there is something going on in your mental health that needs your attention. Sometimes it can be resolved with just a simple talk therapy. And, right. you know, that could be as simple as having a conversation with a friend or a family member that you trust. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some issues do require professional help as well. And so it's important that we break stigma around yes. mental health and normalize the conversations that need to be had about how to better take care of our mental health and well-being. Mm-hmm. So be aware of when you're okay, when you're not okay, what that looks like, and take the steps that are necessary to get the help that you need.
Yeah, and I think it's very important that we have these kind of conversations because somebody out there needed to know that it's okay to say that I'm not okay,
yeah.
And to be able to seek a safe place to be able to share, to be able to communicate, mm-hmm. you know, what you're feeling, as opposed to holding it inside,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of, you know, eats at you, you know.
Yeah,
yes, and even adding to that, this weekend past, I had the opportunity to participate in a human library by the Girls Emerging and Mature in Society program. It was a program by the AKAs for young women. And one of the things that we talked about was mental health,
mm-hmm.
right? Particularly for girls. We were having the conversation with one of the attendees, and she talked about, you know, schools be too much sometimes. Like, I know.
Yeah.
We were there.
Yeah.
But, and then now, it's coupled with so many other things
yes.
that you now have to get yes. creative. You know, she felt as if, you know, we couldn't. She was having little issues with it, dealing with school and all of that. So first thing, just as Dr. Brittany said, it's okay. Let's find a way how we can make things a little easier.
Yeah.
And you don't have to take on that additional pressure. One of the things that we tend to do with meetings is, working along with Dr. Brittany, is we'd have these random exercise breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So we could be in a workshop for 5 hours.
Wow.
And you can bet your dollar you'll have at least 2 workout sessions to wake you up.
Okay.
Yes. So imagine a room full of people. We could have 100 people in the room. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to be expected to get up and exercise, some mm-hmm. kind of physical activity.
Yeah.
And so it helps us to understand why, even when we were younger, we did break times a lot and we were sent to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
To wake us up. That's number one. It's always number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
But to get the body moving.
Yeah.
And those are simple little practices that we can implement throughout our daily lives.
Yeah. All of those are strategies for self-care that can be integrated into our daily lives and interrupt, you know, the patterns of just going to an office or going to class and sitting there for 5 hours. It's mm-hmm. okay to introduce some physical activity in there. You know, going back to the conversation on mental health, I wanted to mention that there are several resources that are available at the community level. There's, you know, services through the Community Counseling and Assessment Center, through the Crisis Center. Social Services has several hotlines. So feel free, as well as the Bahamas Psychological Association also has hotlines that persons can reach out to and get the support that they need and mm-hmm. to be linked to the proper professionals and resources in the community that are available. You mentioned also about children being stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we think children cannot be stressed.
Correct.
Because what do you have to be stressed about? You go
no
to school
pay,
and
no
you come
bills.
Home, you know, or you don't pay bills. But the reality is school in and of itself, the pressure of school work, especially when you're preparing for BJCs and BGCSEs. That brings a level of pressure. You're probably working on college applications and trying to figure out, like, what are the next steps in my life?
Yes.
Some major decisions are coming up. There are also relationship challenges that are very common among young persons as well. So learning how to resolve conflicts in those relationships can bring up stresses.
Correct.
Coupled with exposure to unfortunate situations within the home, whether it's exposure to violence or not having enough to eat at night, or, you know, just things that children should not have to be concerned about. The reality is they are exposed to quite a number of social and other pressures that can induce stress. So, you know, to tie it all together, I think what we're trying to convey is that conducting proper self-care and taking care of yourselves, even at a young age, has an impact on your future prospects of becoming functional, productive, healthy women and men, because International Women's Day is not to the exclusion of men. But if you start to develop the habits, the practices from a health perspective, a mental perspective, socially, etc., all of those factors come together to make a healthy individual who is later able, as an adult, to meaningfully participate in society, to pursue those careers in STEM, to go to the spaces that women have not previously been able to do. Of course, the concepts of self-care and managing your mental health, managing physical health, are applicable to both genders.
Right.
But in the context of International Women's Day, you know, these are the habits in youth that can help prepare women for the future and for those positions and great exploits they want to do in the future.
And you know, I always think about this young girl in Rum Key, right? Just, you know, just out there in a key, or, you know, out there in a particular settlement. Any encouragement that you can give to the young girl out there? Big dreams, you know, want to see the world, want to do something great with their life. Any encouragement that you could give them on this International Women's Day?
Your geography does not determine how far you can go in life.
Amen.
You have access to the opportunities, and, you know, a lot of the times we are Nassau-centric, right?
Very much.
And so I'm very happy that you pointed out that there are listeners all across the archipelago. Through the power of the internet, there is great accessibility to some of the same scholarship opportunities, essay competitions, just information in general on opportunities that are available. And so I would encourage any young girl that's listening to not be afraid to launch out into the deep. Send the application, make the phone call, send the email, start the conversation. It could very well be the change that you are looking for and the start of a new chapter of endless possibilities.
Oh, that was powerful.
I mean, she answered for me and her. But adding to what Britt said, do it. Just be open and do it. Just as she, as Britt said, there will be opportunities that may come by. You may see a flyer on social media. Don't second guess yourself and be like, oh, well, I can't do it. I wrote it.
Oh, they'll never pick me.
They'll never pick me. Listen to me. Do it. I can tell you of an opportunity myself. Being on the island of, the island of New Providence, where I was like, I waited last minute to apply for a program. I did not expect for them to pick me. And I was chosen.
Wow.
And that opportunity helped to change my life and to shape me to be the person that I am today. So just do it. Do not get creative. While you're on that island, okay, I'm for the in case you might be an entrepreneur, listen good. You may be on the island and you can see that there are some needs on the island. Learn them. See, learn from the persons that are on the island to see what needs they have and how you can supply it. You can start your own market in that island, wherever you are, just by paying attention to the needs and the wants that's on the island. If you know that lumber is needed at a certain time every year for hurricane preparation, and you know at a certain time wood goes scarce, that's your opportunity to find out ways how you can store that lumber in time. So when the time comes and the persons on your island need to purchase, everything is right there. Mm-hmm. You really have the opportunity to get creative as you want to be. Start your own niche. Or maybe there's something else. Maybe there's a technological need. Think about partners, who you can collaborate with. Maybe you want to do something in healthcare. Maybe there's a clinic here that you can work with to get what you need to the island. Look around you, but don't, just as Dr. Britt said, don't allow what's around you, the island that you're on, your geography, that does not have to confine you. Use it to your benefit to get you where you need to be and also to impact your community. What's good for you, it's going to be good for your family, and it's going to continue to replicate throughout the community.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Now, before we get ready to wrap up, we have a few more minutes left. As we get ready to wrap up this conversation, and it's been a very poignant conversation, so engaging for the listening audience out there as we celebrate, commemorate International Women's Day. As we close this out, any closing comments, ladies, you want to leave with the listeners out there as we get ready to wrap up the show?
I would say to create the opportunities where there are none, mm-hmm. and not wait for the opportunity to be handed to you, but to create it on your own. As Tanya said earlier, you may see a need in your community, and the reality is there are problems all around us, but there are also opportunities for the creation of solutions. Mm-hmm. Solutions could be entrepreneurial ventures. Mm-hmm. Solutions require partnership. And so it is important to connect with those that have the resources, the willpower, and the desire, and even the shared interests with you to go ahead and advance the agenda, whatever it is that's important to you. Engage with your peers and come together, bring your brilliant minds together, and go after the dreams, the solutions to the problems that we face in our society. It lies within your mind and within your heart. And I hope that this International Day inspires you to bring out what's already buried on the inside of you.
Yeah, the earthen treasures.
The earthen treasures.
Oh, yeah,
the treasures in earthen vessels.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Dr. Tanya.
You know what? Speaking into existence.
Yes.
I received a prophet cash.
Yes.
So again, we want to encourage you. Thank you, Dr. Britt. We want to encourage you to take care of your mental health, to take care of your physical health. We know that there are too many lives being lost. Because of things that can be prevented from food. To some extent, we can deal with the diabetes.
And the second point is that in order to make advancements in the things that we've discussed today, physical health and mental well-being are very, very important and must be prioritized. If we are going to show up as healthy participants, we need to show up, or we need to start to do the work now to take care of ourselves. To avoid, the onset of preventable diseases and complications. We want to be healthy women in workplaces, not with challenges that could be avoided. Mm-hmm. So as much as possible, let's do what we can to take care of ourselves, to be holistically well, so that we can make the impacts that we would like to see in our society.
And adding to that as well, we want to talk about the social, we talk about your mental health. We want to encourage, especially our younger ones, to be careful what you're allowing in, right? Be careful what you're watching and you're taking in when you're on TikTok and Facebook. Mm. There are a lot of damaging things that are on these social media platforms that, instead of building up our young women, that are tearing them down. And we want you to protect your mental health. Yes. Know that you are beautiful. Know that you are important. Know that you're called for such a time as this. And now is the time for you to step forward. Let's not take a lot of the slackness that we're seeing in social media and accepting it as the norm, because you're still a woman of standard, young woman of standard, and you're going to go for it and you're going to make us all proud.
Yes.
Coming from Auntie Tanya and Auntie Brittany.
Yes.
Uncle Cash.
Yes. Your mind is enough.
Yes.
The gifts that God placed on the inside of you is enough. Let those make room for you. Yes. You don't need to lower your standard or go outside of your moral compass in order to achieve the successes that you want. Anything that comes too easily is not worth having. So learn to...
In more ways than one. Go ahead,
sir. Yes. So have a high value and a high standard for yourself. And surround yourself with people who help to uphold those values and uphold those standards. This is an opportunity for us to break some of the common stigmas that we see about women being angry, being rude, being disrespectful. There's no shortage of examples of that. But you could be an example of a woman of character, of moral standing, of... just good, upstanding, decent woman. And that starts now.
And it's not hard to for us to be these things. We can emulate these things on a daily basis. Even our young at heart women, our older women who we have to look up to, you have to be better examples as well, because you are setting the pace for us. And we already have women who deal with anxiety, insecurities, and we have to play our role to show them, guess what? You can overcome this. You're going to get through this. And you're going to come. What did the song say? Try like fire and come out as gold. You're gold, baby. You're gold.
All right. Well, we thank you, ladies, for joining us on this edition of The Youth Perspective, where our topic this evening, ladies and gentlemen, was International Women's Day. And, of course, you can use the hashtag #InspireInclusion. And make sure, continue to lock in each and every Saturday right here to The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. I want to thank Dr. Brittany Jones. I want to thank Mrs. Tanya McFall Major for joining us this evening on The Youth Perspective. And we look forward to doing this again next week, Saturday, same time, same place, right here. Make sure you have yourself a wonderful evening. Yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. I'll see you next time. And make sure, be safe. Thank you so much for locking in.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way, way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music, as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Cashing and Jamal.